Now, Jesus Christ is the good shepherd. According to the book of John, Jesus Christ is the good shepherd. But if you look at what is happening in the world today, if you notice what happens during election, when the politicians will come out and make the campaign promises, people are so interested in what the politicians are saying, the promises they are making. Why are they so much interested? Because they believe that their policies will affect them in one way or the other, either positively or negatively. So people are so much involved. People get involved. They get so much involved in what the politicians are saying, all the promises they are making, whether they will have the power to fulfill them or not. They don't want to know, but they are so much involved just because this person has a policy that will favor me, or this person has a policy that will not favor me. But nobody wants to listen to the shepherd's voice. Nobody wants to listen to the voice of Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ made the greatest promise in the history of man, because he said, look at what is written here, that whosoever believes in him shall not perish, but have eternal life. John 3:16. That is the greatest promise. Jesus Christ said, I will give you eternal life if you believe in me. You will dwell in safety. You will live in peace. Nobody will hurt you. Nobody will make you afraid. But nobody wants to listen to this great promise that is so sweet, that is so attractive. Nobody wants to listen to it. Just few people are committed to listening to it and walking in the path that Jesus Christ has penned down for us. Why is it like that? Is it because these people, they don't want eternal life? Is it because the words of Jesus Christ are not attractive enough? No, Jesus Christ explained why. In the book of Matthew chapter 13, if you go to the book of Matthew chapter 13, from verse 15, Jesus Christ said, for these people's heart is waxed gross, and their ears are dull of hearing, and their eyes, they are closed, lest any time they should see with their eyes, and hear with their ears, and should understand with their heart, and should be converted, and I shall heal them. This is one of the reasons. So, it's not because they don't want to hear. According to the prophecy of Isaiah, they are like their idols. They are like their idols. You know, idols, they have ears, they have eyes, they have mouth, they can't see, they can't talk, they can't perceive, but they have all those senses. Now, if you go to the book of John chapter 10, John chapter 10, from verse 26, Jesus Christ said, But you believe not, because you are not of my sheep, as I say unto you. Verse 27. My sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me, and I give unto them eternal life, and they shall never perish, neither shall any man pluck them out of my hand. The key word here is, my sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me. So, this is like words that are spiritually designed and ears that are spiritually designed. So when the words are spoken, words of the shepherds are spoken, the ears of the sheep, they hear it. And one of the characteristics of sheep is that they have excellent hearing. They hear excellently. And if you go back to Matthew chapter 13 verse 16, Jesus Christ said, Matthew 13 verse 16, Jesus Christ said, but blessed are your eyes, for they see, and your ears, for they hear. Blessed are your eyes, for they see, and blessed are your ears, because they hear. they hear these great words of the shepherd. The great words of the shepherd. So Jesus Christ is the good shepherd. He's not an ordinary shepherd. He's the good shepherd. The type of shepherd that laid down his life for the sheep. And we are the sheep. Anytime you hear the word of God and you understand it and you follow it, then you are his sheep because you hear his voice. But the other people will not hear his voice because they are not his sheep. It's not their fault. But Jesus Christ said, no one can come to me except my Father that sent me draws him. And if you go to Psalms 23, the book of Psalms 23. So it's only his sheep that can hear his voice. You also remember when Saul was going to Damascus to persecute the Christians in Damascus, when he heard the voice of Jesus Christ, Saul, Saul, why are you persecuting me? He said, who is this? And Jesus Christ said, I am Jesus whom you persecute. The other people that were with him, they didn't hear the voice. He had the voice alone. The other people around him, they didn't hear the voice. Only him had the voice. Because God has given him the ear to hear. Psalms 23, from verse 1. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He makes me to lie down in green pasture. He leads me beside the still waters. He restores my soul. He leads me in the path of righteousness for his name's sake. Yet though I walk through the valley of shadows of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of my enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil, my cup runneth over. Now if you look at Psalm 23, David explained the relationship between the sheep and the shepherd. The relationship between the sheep and the shepherd. The shepherd leads, the sheep follows. Even when the shepherd leads the sheep to the valley of shadows of death, the sheep still follow. They trust the shepherd because he has a rod, he has a staff. They trust him that nothing would happen to them, that this is the best lead. They listen to his voice, just as we all listen to the voice of Jesus Christ through the Bible. So the Bible said that we are blessed because God has given us the ear to hear. It's a very great blessing to hear when the shepherd speaks. But there's something about those that hear the voice of the shepherd. You know, if you turn to the book of Isaiah chapter 30, Isaiah 30, from verse 21. He said, and your ear shall hear a word behind you, saying, this is the way, walk in it. When you turn to the right hand, and when you turn to the left. This is the way, walk in it. This is the voice of the shepherd. Right from the beginning, when God made man, Adam had the voice of God, because the Bible said Adam was the son of God. So Adam had the voice of God, and God told him, this is the way, walk in it. This is the way, walk in it. Just as God is talking to all of us. Because I don't know if you are waiting to hear a special voice, maybe like the one that Saul heard. Because the voice you hear every Sabbath here is that same voice that is telling you, this is the way, walk in it. Adam heard the same voice. But something happened. Because he said, this is the way. Walk in it. The first thing is an instruction. This is the way. And another thing is The sheep heard the voice that this is the way. And the next thing is for you to walk in that way. Adam had the voice of God that says, this is the way. Don't do this, don't do that. But Adam did not walk in that way. Adam did not walk in that way. So for those of us that are blessed to hear this word, because God has given us the ear to hear this word, we must be very careful so that we won't just hear these words alone, but we have to walk in it. And what is this way that God is saying that we should walk in it? Love you one another as I have loved you. Love you one another as I have loved you. No excuse. No excuse. Love your neighbor as yourself. No excuse. Remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy. Because all these laws are shadows of things to come. Because in the kingdom of God, in Isaiah chapter 11, the Bible says that the lamb will dwell with the lion, the leopard, the lion with the kid. They will not hurt each other. Love is going to exist in its fullness. And that is what we are learning now. That is the way out of death. That is the way out of the grave. And that is the way to eternal life. That is what God is telling us. That is what the voice of the shepherd is saying. This is the way, walk therein. And if you turn to the book of Hebrews, chapter 3, verse 15, there's a warning in the book of Hebrews, chapter 3, given to those that hear his voice. Because we have established that some people, they are not able to hear his voice, or sometimes when they hear, they don't understand. But what about we that hear his voice? He's telling us, 15, why it is said, today, if you will hear his voice, harden not your heart, as in the day of provocation. If you will hear his voice, harden not your heart. Those people that hear his voice, the shepherd's voice, is saying, when you hear this voice, don't harden your heart. Like when he brought them up from Egypt, God spoke to them. They heard his voice. But they hardened their heart. They continued with worshipping the idols. They were worshipping the idols they brought from Egypt and so on. And they tempted God and they provoked him. And it is very important for us to have this at the back of our mind. That when we hear this voice that says to us, this is the way, walk in it. Let us not harden our heart. Because the shepherd still has his rod. And God can talk to us in a different language that may be painful, but we may understand it better. So, for us that hear, let us hear well. And let us walk in that way. Because it has been given to us to hear and to walk in that way. So, brethren, we are a blessed generation. We are a blessed generation. God actually thought of us. God has a great plan for us. And he has given us excellent ears to hear the voice of the shepherd. Therefore, let us get committed to hearing this voice every time. In our quiet time, in the church, wherever we are, let us continue to hear this voice and let us continue to obey this voice. Because if we harden our hearts, we will not be able to walk in that path, that way out of evil, that way out of trouble, that way out of death, and the path to eternal life. And I pray that God will continue to help our ears to hear. And God will continue to help us to walk in that path. Amen. Amen.